I've shared before that Rabbi Yisrael Reisman Shlita has a wonderful book, Pathways of the Prophets, where he has a section called Imponderables. Imponderables is the term he used to describe things that should bother us, things that when you think about them, there may not be a perfect answer. So at the end you say, what's the real answer? The answer is, maybe it's an imponderable. The imponderable for tonight is about the missing year in Moshe Rabbeinu's life. What do you mean? Well, at first glance, it makes sense. Pasuk says in last week's Parsha, Moshe was how old when he approached Paro? 80 years old, before the Makos start. And then, they go out of Mitzrayim, the desert for 40 years, and he dies at the age of 120. Works out, 80 plus 40 is 120. What could be wrong? What could be missing? The problem is, when you consider, B'nai Yisrael left Mitzrayim in what month? Moshe Rabbeinu's birthday is in what month? A month before. About 5 weeks before Yetzias Mitzrayim is Moshe's birthday. Working with the assumption that the Makos took longer than 5 weeks, according to Chazal, maybe they took a year, 10 months, a warning for each Makos. Makos Da may have lasted a week or a month by itself. If the Makos lasted more than 5 weeks, they must have started sometime before Zayin Adar. Maybe they started in, I don't know, Shvat. Maybe they started in Kislev or the previous Elul. I don't know. But they started sometime before then, and sometime before Zayin Adar, the Torah tells us Moshe was 80 years old. So between Moshe starting the Makos at the age of 80 and actually leaving more than 5 weeks later, Moshe turned how old? 81. Then they spend 40 years in the desert, and Moshe dies at the age of 120. Uh-oh. I just heard two plausible answers. One answer is, maybe 40 years in the desert wasn't really 40 years in the desert. In fact, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his commentary on Maseches Vachem Daf Kuf Yud Ches, suggests, for other reasons, not because of this question, he suggests they weren't really in the desert for 40 years. It means 39 and a half. So Moshe was 81 plus 39 and change, and Moshe was 120. The problem with that is the Gemara Kedushin, Daf Lamed Ches, understands they were in the desert for 40 years literally. Why? Because the Gemara is bothered by a pasuk in next week's Parsha, that B'nai Yisrael ate man for 40 years. And the Gemara asks, it wasn't 40 years, it was 40 years minus 30 days. They only started the man in Iyar, and they finished eating man in Nisan, so it was 40 years minus 30 days. Gemara answers, you're right, the cake that they took out from Mitzrayim must have tasted like man for that month, so it was almost like they had man for 40 years. Why did the Gemara just answer, yeah, it is 40 years minus 30 days. That's what the Torah calls 40. The Gemara Kedushin understands that 40 years means actually 40 years and not one day less. So that's no good. I heard another answer. Good. The Chasam Sofer actually addresses this question dead on. And he says maybe Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't 80 when he came to Paro. He was 79 into his 80th year. And then he turned 80 right before Yetzias Mitzrayim. Spent 40 years, really 40 years in the desert, and died at 120. What the Chasam Sofer says. What's the problem with that?
No problem.
Okay. Good. The Chasam Sofer doesn't have a problem with that. But the Torah doesn't usually count ages like that. The Torah usually, when it gives a number, is describing complete years. The Torah doesn't usually round up people's ages. Bar Mitzvah means 12 and change, or it means 13 complete years.
Did Moshe Rabbeinu die the day before they went into Eretz Yisrael, 40 years? Or could he possibly die earlier, and then
Moshe died Zayin Adar, and they went into Eretz Yisrael a month later, on Pesach time.
Exactly.
On Yud Nisan, they crossed the Yarden, yeah? Yeah. It was just a month later they went into Eretz Yisrael. So it could be that's the answer. That's the Chasam Sofer's answer. Moshe was 79 when the Torah calls him 80, and Aaron was 83, means Aaron was 82, maybe. But again, the Torah doesn't usually count years like that. The Torah usually only gives a number. That's how old the person actually was. I want to make sure I finish on time. So the other possibility is, what if the Makos really all happened between Zayin Adar and Yetzias Mitzrayim on Tesvav Nisan? 5 weeks? Not enough time? It's against some Midrashim. Some say maybe it was a leap year, like this year. Maybe they had an extra month. They had 9 weeks. Maybe 9 weeks is enough time for all the Makos to happen. It's against some Midrashim. But maybe that's it. So these are the things we have to think about. Was Moshe not really 80? Were they not rolling in the desert for 40 years? Did all the Makos somehow get squeezed in between Zayin Adar and 5 or 9 weeks later? I don't know. We got to think about that more. That's why it's an imponderable. Think about it this Shabbos. Let's hear what we come up with.